This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. This will be the fifth time the Senate will try to pass voting legislation. Senators will debate today. The AP's Jackie Quinn.
Martin Luther King Day events yesterday focused a spotlight on the two holdout senators, Arizona's Kyrsten Sinema and West Virginia's Joe Manchin. They're unwilling to change filibuster rules to get past a GOP roadblock. Congresswoman Joyce Beatty.
We must draw the line in the sand of justice for any member not standing with us on voting rights.
The Senate is launching what could be a week-long debate, but the outcome is expected to be no different than the past attempts. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Tensions are rising between the U.S. and Russia over a possible Russian invasion of Ukraine. Now Secretary of State Tony Blinken will visit Ukraine this week to show U.S. support. Then he'll go to Berlin to meet with German, British, and French officials and discuss a possible response to any Russian military action. Millions of Americans are shoveling snow this morning. A foot or more of snow fell in some parts of Pennsylvania in yesterday's big storm that traveled up the East Coast. This woman spoke to WTAE TV in Pittsburgh just after the storm moved through.
The streets are barely plowed, not salted, and it goes on for days that it's like this.
Malik Faisal Akram, the armed man who took four people hostage during a standoff at that Texas synagogue, had been in homeless shelters in the 2 weeks leading up to the attack. Akram was killed after the hostages ran out of the synagogue. Authorities are not saying who shot Akram, saying that was still under investigation. A decaying 122-year-old Victorian house marketed as the worst house on the best block of San Francisco has sold at auction for nearly $2 million. This is AP News. A challenge to the abortion law in Texas is going to state court, redirected by a federal appeals court.
In a 2-1 decision, a 3-judge panel of the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals sends Texas cardiac activity abortion law to the state Supreme Court, made up of 9 Republican justices. The law bans abortions once cardiac activity is detected, around 6 weeks, before some women even know they're pregnant. It's been in effect since the U.S. Supreme Court kept it in place and allowed only a narrow challenge to proceed. The Texas Supreme Court has no timetable for when it might take up the case. Last month, the U.S. Supreme Court, in a case out of Mississippi, signaled it might roll back abortion rights, even possibly overturn Roe v. Wade, in a ruling expected later this year. I'm Tim McGuire.
3 people died after the car they were in plunged off an elevated section of a highway near Los Angeles and landed on the street below. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.